My name's Rob McInnes, and I'm head of wetland conservation at the Wildfowl and Wetlands Trust based at Slimbridge in Gloucestershire. I'm here to represent freshwater ecosystems and principally freshwater wetland systems. Freshwater is the lifeblood of planet Earth. There is only 0.01% of all water on planet Earth available for humans and wetlands to use. Therefore, these are very, very precious and threatened habitats, which, because of that very, very limited availability of water, suffer a range of threats and degradation. But one of the points I really want to make is the fact that the reason the wetlands have suffered and today are being lost and degraded faster than any other ecosystem, including the popular candidates such as tropical rainforests, is that often water is seen as a free resource, that people don't recognise the value of water. And evidence has shown that wetlands in an undrained state, in a normal natural functioning state, when looked at in terms of economics, are often twice as valuable as in a drained state. One of the often underestimated value of freshwater wetlands is the role they play in mitigating climate change. It's been estimated that the peatlands, the freshwater peatland forests of Southeast Asia and places like Borneo, Kalimantan, currently are being destroyed at a frightening and alarming rate, primarily drained to plant palm oil, ironically to produce fuel to mitigate for climate change. However, it's been estimated that the loss of those peat forests on an annual basis is the equivalent of putting 2,000 megatons of carbon into the atmosphere, which equates roughly to the total carbon emissions produced by the 11 most industrialised European nations. And whilst we're trying to cut our carbon emissions in Europe, we're also complicit through EU subsidies and other issues in draining peatlands in Asia, which is offsetting all the good work we're doing in Europe. And one of the key points that needs to be made about wetlands is whilst they're wonderful for biodiversity, they support a plethora of wildlife, iconic species such as kingfishers, as otters, water vole, or if you think more exotically, river dolphins, turtles, freshwater turtles, a whole range of amphibia. But what's also important is the fact that they provide people with absolute essentials for their livelihoods. So for instance, in countries like Cambodia, 80% of all animal protein comes from freshwater fish. Over 20% of the planet Earth's population depends on rice, which is grown in freshwater wetlands. Therefore, we need to ensure that people recognise the benefits that wetlands bring, that the services that they provide through storing floodwaters, cleaning up polluted water, storing carbon as mitigation for climate change, providing part of our cultural fabric in terms of recreational, educational benefits. Even if you think of the world of art and literature, classic books like Wind in the Willows. Think of a Monet painting. What do you think of? Water lilies. It's a freshwater wetland. And it's essential that we recognise the value that comes with that and protect them, not just for their biodiversity, but also for the benefits they bring human society.